local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by a giggling John Pickens.
Well,
John,
I'm just laughing like, woohoo.
Yeah. I'm trying to sound enthusiastic, and I am.
You're doing a great job.
I am enthusiastic, but sometimes it's the same thing when I hear a story and I'm like, oh, that's great. It's like, do I sound like I honestly think it's great, or am I just sounding like I'm trying to get through the moment?
Woo-hoo.
Either way, my joyous reaction was 100% genuine. You're listening to Pensacola right now, though, on News Radio 92.3, as I said. We'll get right into our top three stories here. It's 5:11. We got a few moments to kill before our first quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with, let's see if I could scroll up. That would be fantabulous. Alrighty. Starting with the Harris and Trump campaigns, they are holding dueling events in key swing states this week. Today, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, met with law enforcement officials in Shelby Township, Michigan. He's now in Wisconsin as Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are holding an event in the state as well. Harris and Walz are also going to be holding an event in Detroit this evening.
Well, President Biden is giving his first interview since he decided to drop out of the 2024 election. He sat down with CBS's News' Robert Costa at the White House today for the interview. The full interview will air on CBS News Sunday morning, unless it leaks on YouTube this weekend, with excerpts being released this evening. Two covered topics, including his decision to step aside and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him, as well as his outlook on the nation with just a few months left. Yeah.
Yeah. As I said last hour, I'd be interested to see how much substance that interview is going to have. I do want to hear his take on the appointing of Walz as her running mate. I will say, though, I don't know how much he's going to be able to give because he had his short little address and stuff. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I also liked how that story said it's going to air in full on CBS News' Sunday morning this weekend. I could have figured that their Sunday morning program was going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're very astute here. An Arizona grand jury that indicted allies of Donald Trump related to him trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election was also interested in indicting the former president himself. That's according to a new court filing. The grand jury was asked not to indict Trump, though, by the state's attorney general's office. The court filing was first reported by the New York Times. The request to not indict him was based on a Justice Department policy that doesn't allow federal prosecutors and state prosecutors to separately charge the same people for the same conduct that's being alleged. So it looks like Trump, he's had a lot of legal bullets fired his way, and I do not make an assassination attempt joke with that. I'm being like, that's just the wordplay I use there. But this one seems to be one that he dodged. I mean, I don't know. Arizona grand jury wanted to take their, you know, how can I say this with it not coming off as if I'm making a reference to the assassination attempt? Because I'm genuinely not trying to. I want to say they wanted to take their shot at Trump. That sounds horrible. So what should I say instead, John?
You know, you still had me at the...
Tried to take their jab at him. That's it.
Jab.
All right.
I was
tried
thinking
to take
pies,
a jab
but...
Because that's the thing. I'm like, man, I am not trying to make this sound like some dark joke. Like, I'm just trying to report the news here.
I was going to worry about you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was like, in the back of my mind, because it's, you know, it's... I think I'm making it pretty clear that that's not what I was trying to do. But in the back of my head, I'm like, don't spiral here. Like, don't go down a rabbit hole of assassination Trump stuff, because I didn't want it to come off that way. Anyway, thank goodness it's almost 5:15. I can get us into traffic and weather here. Save myself from drowning. All right, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, because there's a lot to report on that. We do have an accident report on Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, still got very heavy backups there. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And some traveling both east and west in front of the Walmart over in Pace. So we've got a lot of backups on Highway 90 at this time. Outside of that, it's just going to be a bit more of the same that we touch on at this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Same with Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, you're going to be backed up to about I-110 north there. Then it's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. So there's just a lot going on in those areas. Outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound, passing through Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field. We've still got a lot of heavy backups there. As for the weather, it's just a bit more of the same. Very hot. Going to be very hot tomorrow. 94 degrees this afternoon with a heat advisory going on. Tonight's going to be mostly clear skies with a low of 81 degrees. And then tomorrow it's going to be even hotter. Maybe not hotter. I won't be that negative about it. But it's going to be a high of 98 with another heat advisory. So it's going to be about on par. All right, John, what's going on here locally before I run out of breath?
Well, the changing parking situation in downtown Pensacola has been confusing for a lot of folks. Mayor D.C. Reeves was a guest this morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay to make some clarifications and answer his listeners' questions, with some of the biggest topics being about the blue lots that are owned by the city and the red ones that are not. Also, if you have a handicap placard, you won't have to pay for parking on city-owned spaces, even if you're not in a designated handicap parking space. And if you missed the interview this morning with Andrew McKay, it's up on our podcast page, and we will be replaying it tomorrow at 5:38.
All right. So at 5:38
in the morning.
Yes. Very important distinction here. 5:38 in the morning, they're going to replay that interview. And yes, our podcast
page. Really good. It was really good today.
Well, and that's the thing. You said he was on for a while, wasn't he?
An hour.
All right. So yeah, you can find that podcast on newsradio923.com. I appreciate the mayor coming out and, you know, being willing to not only give clarifications, but to sit down for that long. I mean, that's pretty awesome. A Century man facing drug charges after meeting an undercover cop in Flomaton to buy drugs. 38-year-old Brandon Jackson was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and attempting to elude an officer. Atmore Police Department Sergeant Daryl McMahon said that an undercover agent contacted Jackson to arrange to purchase narcotics, and they agreed to meet in Flomaton. It was then that Jackson fled upon seeing that police exited their vehicle in uniform. Jackson was booked into the Escambia County Detention Center in Bruton without bond.
Well, residents near Eglin Air Force Base will soon experience some nightly aircraft noise at night. Flying operations will begin next week. And if you're an aviation buff like I am and flying out of the Destin Airport, it was so cool to see two F-35s take off, afterburners full, and it was just becoming nighttime. So you could see those afterburners, but I'm an aviation geek, so... Anyway, according to the Eglin Air Force Base news release, night flying operations will be conducted by the 58th Fighter Squadron from August 12th through the 14th. Officials explain the missions are scheduled to happen between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And also remember, that's the sound of freedom.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Well, and you'll see those edits on TikTok of like that, like the Joe Biden speech, because he talked about like owning the finish line or something. Or there's a clip of Kevin James and he's, you know, doing the gentlemen start your engines thing. And it's like just eagle screeching, jets flying, all that. Yeah, it's awesome. The Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola is opening Hope for Her. It's a shelter program dedicated to supporting homeless women in Escambia County. The facility will provide overnight shelter for up to 49 single women each night with access to bathrooms, cleaning supplies, etc. Women who make up an average of 29% of the homeless population nationally are particularly vulnerable due to factors such as economic instability, domestic violence, and a lack of affordable housing.
Even though the city of Pensacola bought the Pensacola Motor Lodge in Cervantes with plans to rehabilitate as low-income or transitional housing, a developer wants to demolish the site and start from scratch. Smith & Hensey Affordable Group proposed a four-story complex with 84 units. The development manager says funding would be contingent on qualifying for a military tax credit. To meet the requirement, 50% of the units would go to veterans and active duty, while 5% would go to homeless vets. Area median income would also play a role in qualifying for housing. Council members were impressed, but want assurances that others will be welcome. The developer says that a certainty if the financing is approved. For now, the property will remain as is. If the deal falls through, the city could still look at rehabilitating the site.
Well, it's good to know that, I mean, no matter what, we should have, it sounds like no matter what, there's going to be some transitional or low-income housing, as it was described there. Because, I mean, that's the thing. If this plan does fall through, the rehabilitation thing, I would assume would still be on the table. I mean, right. So I don't know why they would scrap that idea just because this development plan falls through. And lastly here, Patrick Emanuel, you may know his name from the law firm Emanuel Shepherd and Condon. He has passed away at the age of 104. He was born in Pensacola on January 25th, 1920, and grew up in Cottage Hill in North Escambia. Throughout his life, Patrick was, of course, extensively involved in civic activities in the Pensacola community. 5:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got state and national news for you, and there's a loaded slate of both of those there. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Drink for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villane. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name, vote Tappy Villane on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villane Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for Conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bye.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All right, a lot to get into on the roads here. Let's see. So starting with Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, we've got some very heavy backups in that area. Also have some if you're traveling westbound towards Walmart. We've got some issues over there. The Walmart, Whataburger area, it's probably one of the most developed areas, and I live around that part of town. So you know the Walmart and Whataburger hybrid I'm talking about if you're traveling westbound closer to the Pace area. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still giving us some backups. That's going to push you back onto the ramp that connects to I-110 North, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Heavy congestion in all of these areas here. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area. We had an accident report over there that is still pushing you back to the Mary Esther area. So be on the lookout for that as well. As for weather, not nearly as descriptive here. 94 degrees in Pensacola. Clear skies for the most part. We got some clouds here and there. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 81 with mostly clear skies. And tomorrow is going to be another heat advisory day with a high of 98 degrees. John, what's going on in some state headlines, man?
Well, the Florida Highway Patrol is cracking down on drivers who illegally customize their license plates, like you, Austin.
That's what I do.
I know. Wake Forest stickers all over. The agency released a statement earlier today trying to raise awareness of a state law prohibiting people from airbrushing, vinyl wrapping, or altering their plates. Authorities say the altered tags could potentially impact validation stickers. Violators could face a $60 fine and 3 points on your driver's license. FHP says citations for unlawful alterations have increased by nearly 100% over the past 4 years.
I will say if you ever see my truck on the roads, yeah, there's a how's my driving sticker on the first letter of my tag, and there's a Wake Forest sticker on the last.
How's
number
my driving?
Of the tag. Yep.
Is there a number for me to call?
No, that's the thing. There is, but it's 555, so it leads to nowhere.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah, I'm completely off the grid as far as my truck's concerned. Speaking of off the grid, the power is slowly turning back on for Florida communities who were hit the hardest by Debbie earlier this week. There were reportedly more than 30,000 utility customers without electricity as of earlier this afternoon. Majority of the people impacted are in the Big Bend area, where Debbie made landfall as a Cat 1 hurricane on Monday morning, and it traveled across North Florida, of course. At the peak of the storm, roughly 100,000 homes were without power.
You know, the city of Jacksonville, Florida, is considering an emergency bill designed to pay tribute to the victims of a deadly mass shooting last year. Council members are expected to discuss the measure at today's meeting that would place a historic marker in the city's Grand Park neighborhood. If approved, the marker would be installed about a half block away from the Dollar General, where a gunman killed 3 black customers. The FBI says the attack was racially motivated. The plan is to start putting up the memorial on August 25th, a day before the one-year anniversary of the incident.
And Florida's largest insurance provider trying to raise its rates. State regulators met last week to discuss an average 14% hike requested by Citizens Property Insurance. Leaders with the state-backed insurer approved the increase for more than 1 million policyholders earlier this summer. The company CEO says that the change is designed to reduce the risk of assessments on non-citizen policyholders and to help the insurance market recover. The state is expected to make a final decision later this month, and if approved, change would take effect in January.
And the Martin County Sheriff's Office is investigating after anti-Semitic materials were found by residents in their driveways and front yards. Sheriff William Snyder says dozens of homeowners in the Port Solano neighborhood discovered the packets on Monday night. Plastic baggies are filled with more than 20 pieces of what he calls ugly anti-Semitic literature. He'll work with the state's attorney's office to ensure whoever was responsible be punished through a state law that took effect last year, making it a crime to leave hateful materials on a person's private property. And that doesn't mean like Wake Forest not doing well materials.
Yeah.
Prior to that, the only thing someone could be charged with was littering. No arrests have been made.
Yeah. I mean, it says anti-Semitic literature. You know, sometimes you'll like people will just be out and about handing you pamphlets and stuff for this cause or that cause, typically for like religious stuff. I don't know if this is like conspiracy theory things or what, but either way, yeah, some very problematic stuff there. I will say I have the Wake Forest hits just keep coming. I've got a Wake Forest jersey on.
That's what keeps reminding me.
Yeah, the jersey that is covering the front of my torso is the same as putting a target on the back of it, I suppose. I don't know. 5:30 here, Fox News break coming up when we return. National news and some sports headlines, hopefully Wake Forest free. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier, Democratic presidential nominee. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, joined by her running mate, Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz. They had a rally in Eau Claire. The vice president claims this about former President Trump and his stance on abortion.
If he wins, we all know he will sign a national abortion ban to outlaw abortion in every state, even in Wisconsin.
Ohio Senator and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, also in Eau Claire, telling workers manufacturing cannot be done without access to low-cost power and that America is sitting on top of unlimited oil and gas resources.
Kamala Harris would rather get energy from tinpot dictators in Iran and Russia than from American citizens and American workers.
So the two sides trading some shots. The latest Fox News Power Rankings forecast former President Trump has a slight edge over Vice President Harris, but the race still very close. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A strong morning session led to a sell-off in the second part of the day, which caused stocks in the major indexes to dip slightly. The Dow fell 234 points, while the S&P 500 slid 40, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq tumbled by 171 points, good enough for a loss of 1%. Airbnb was among the S&P 500's worst performers today and was on track for its biggest percentage drop on record after the vacation rental platform a day ago said it saw some signs of slowing demand from U.S. guests and shorter booking lead times. Shares currently down 0.8%. Mining giant Glencore today saying it will hold on to its coal business after shareholders say they would rather have the unit generate cash to fund mining for greener metals like copper. Glencore said last month that it was considering options for demerging the coal and carbon steel materials business. Meanwhile, U.S. oil futures for September crude around $75.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. For 3 seasons, Nick Sirianni has been to the playoffs 3 times with 1 Super Bowl appearance. However, last year after a 10-1 start, Sirianni's team collapsed, his locker room was a mess, and he didn't have a healthy relationship with his QB. Philadelphia's the talent to win it all, but with how last year ended, they shouldn't have continued to gamble on Nick, and instead should have hired Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, and Mike Vrabel. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet, because we believe that everyone deserves hard-working tools at hard-working prices, and that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Rodeo is Friday and Saturday night at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. Come out for all the rodeo fun. See srsostarfoundation.org for more info. A free back-to-school block party event will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Free Will Ministries on Michigan Avenue. Over 20 community partners will participate. See Free Will Ministries on Facebook for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have 3 free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
My voice is still a little bit raspy, but you know, if it wasn't, I was gonna try to hit that note. But
really?
Yes.
I really wanted to hear it. Well, raspy or not, I mean, I just wanted to see if you could hit it.
But the thing is, my voice would have cracked and then it would have given out, so you would have heard the start and then it would have like just died. You know
so
what I'm
you
saying?
Pre-predicted what's gonna happen.
Yes. Because that's wow. The thing. I can feel my limits here. You know, because that's the thing, I'm coming off of a cold, right? So It's like I'm kind of feeling my voice isn't like being held back too much when it comes to talking. But when it comes to singing, oh, yeah, like it's like Mariah Carey now when she doesn't lip sync. You know, it's a disaster. Anyway, don't know why Mariah just caught a stray on the show, but whatever.
You're listening.
I can't wait for Christmas time. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. There's a lot going on here. We have 2 accident reports confirmed on Highway 90. So the first one is if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. We've had some backups there for a while. But we also had one if you were traveling closer to the direction of Walmart and Whataburger, that area. It was causing some backups if you were traveling westbound that way. So we've got a lot of backups on Highway 90 at this time. Outside of that, it's a bit more of the same. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Palafox Street itself traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. That entire intersection is looking rough at this time. Then it's going to be Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. The last major spots are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and further westbound as you pass Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, it's pretty straightforward. 94 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. As we get into tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 81, and tomorrow is going to be a high of 98 with another heat advisory. Alrighty, looking at some national headlines here. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts that Republicans will win big in November, being the Republican Speaker of the House. I'd hope he'd say that. In an interview with The Hill, Johnson said he was pleased with Kamala Harris's decision to pick Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. He said the two can't hide from their record. Johnson also added that he's bullish about the GOP's chances of expanding its majority in the House and taking the Senate. Donald Trump, meanwhile, said he could not be more thrilled with Walz on the ticket because Republicans are accusing him of being a radical liberal.
Carolinas are bracing for a second landfall from Tropical Storm Debby. It's expected to do so tonight or early tomorrow morning in South Carolina before marching north into North Carolina, Virginia, and beyond. Forecasters say Debby could be the wettest landfalling hurricane ever. Storm is blamed for at least 6 deaths since making landfall Monday as a Cat 1 hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area.
Yeah, I mean, that dominated the state headlines for a couple days there, mm-hmm. and now the Carolinas are fixing to get a lot of it, so prayers for them, of course. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calling on a sheriff in his state to resign over his handling of the case involving one of his former deputies killing Sonia Massey. Pritzker said that Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell should have taken his leadership role more seriously, adding that he was not pleased with the sheriff's responses to why ex-deputy Sean Grayson was hired. One of the biggest controversies surrounding Grayson's character at the time of this news breaking was the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office was the 6th Illinois police department that Grayson has worked for in the last 4 years, not even 4 years. So, I mean, he's been bouncing around like crazy, and it does. I mean, you know, I understand that sometimes you can just have some souring stuff with jobs. Not everywhere is a great fit. I get it, but 6 places and not even 4 years, that makes you look bad for sure. Yeah.
Red flag.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Vice President Harris's campaign is up $36 million in 24 hours after announcing Tim Walz as a running mate. This comes after a massive fundraising month for the Harris campaign, raising over $200 million in just the week after President Biden announced he wouldn't seek re-election. Trump reportedly pulled in $137 million in July.
And semi-related to that, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance accusing Walz of stolen valor. This came out of total nowhere. During a campaign event in Detroit, Vance claimed that Walz abandoned his unit in the National Guard just before it was deployed in Iraq, or Iraq, however you want to pronounce it. Vance also accused Walz of falsely claiming he carried a weapon during war, arguing that Walz never spent a day in combat. Where that accusation came from is beyond me. I would love to know Vance's source on that or why he felt he needed to bring it up, but congrats, I guess.
You know. A homeless encampment with several families getting word to clear out in California, of course, but they have nowhere to go. Many of the families are migrants from Central and South America. The encampment is in San Diego Cesar Chavez Park near Perkins Elementary School, which has been trying to help the families. Principal Fernando Hernandez tells ABC 10 all the shelter beds are full. The posted notices are coming after an executive order from Governor Gavin Newsom. The Port of San Diego tells ABC 10 it's trying to use compassion, but it must follow the law.
Yeah, that's a very tough predicament there, and it always is whenever it comes to stories like that. Just about 5:44 here. We'll give you a metals update, and then we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. So the U.S. for a while now has been running away with the total metal count. 94 total metals. Second place is China with 65. So it's safe to say that nobody's catching the U.S. of A, if I had to guess, in my very inexperienced opinion. however, it is still a tight race in gold. So I think the last time we touched on it yesterday, the U.S. was ahead by 2 in the gold count, and that is still the case now. They have 27 to China's 25. So that's the main race right here. Third place for total medals is France with 51, and third place for gold medals is Australia with 18. So it looks like it's a race for number 1 in the golds, and then number 1 was long decided with the total medals there. All right, just about 5:45, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. So much going on here. All right, so if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, we did have an accident report in that area, still causing very heavy backups at this time. Have some heavy backups on I-10 as well if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Speaking of Burgess Road, if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Burgess, we still got some very heavy backups there. If you've been listening to this show for as much as 10 minutes every day, you know that these spots are places we're covering every day now. It's that area is just nightmarish. Beyond that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot giving you issues currently is Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing through Hurlburt Field, and then as you continue westbound for a bit, you're going to pass the Windhaven Beach area heading towards Highway 87. You're going to encounter another wave of congestion there. And the weather, 94 degrees in Pensacola. Got a heat advisory going on right now. If you're outside, I'm sure you believe me. The low is going to be 81 degrees tonight, mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 98 with yet another heat advisory. Let's see. John, get us started here with women's basketball. We got great news with that, do we not?
Well, yes, we did. Let's see here. The U.S. women's basketball team is continuing its trek towards an 8 consecutive Olympic gold medal. The U.S. squared off against Nigeria today in the quarterfinals of the Paris Olympics. Shocker, winning 88-74. Spoiler, I guess you wanted to say. The U.S. has an active win streak of almost 60 games, while Nigeria is the first African team, male or female, to make the quarterfinals in basketball in Olympics history. What an accomplishment.
Well, and that's the thing. I feel bad, you know? This was a historic team for them, and then America, on that huge win streak we got, just comes in, spanks them, and keeps it pushing. I feel bad for Nigeria there because they did have a good run, it seems. In women's track and field, the U.S. added two more gold medals yesterday. Gabby Thomas dominated the women's 200-meter race to claim the gold, while teammate Brittany Brown won bronze. This is the headline that scares you because these names kind of get difficult here. So St. Lucia's Julian Alfred took silver. Elsewhere, Annette Kanika Achikunwoke won silver in the women's hammer throw, while Cole Hawker won gold, and Jared Nagus earned bronze in the men's 1500 meter. Several more medals will be handed out in athletics today, including the men's 400 meter. And I'll see if we do have an update on the progress of that in a moment. But yeah, you know, the Olympics is always tough because some of these names are pretty hard to say. John, what's going on in men's volleyball?
Well, men's volleyball, the United States will have to settle for a bronze medal at best in the tournament. Team USA was topped by Poland in 5 sets at the Paris Olympics. The U.S. dropped to the first set before taking 2 sets in sets 2 and 3. Matthew Anderson led the red, white, and blue with 24 points. Aaron Russell chipped in with 20 points at a team-high 13 blocks. The Americans will look to add to their total medal count when they battle for the bronze Friday morning.
Very nice. And just one quick headline here for college football. Former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh being punished by the NCAA for his role in an impermissible recruiting investigation in 2021. Harbaugh has been hit with a 4-year show cause order and a 1-year suspension. The suspension is for violating head coach responsibility obligations, unethical conduct, and a failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance. The violations happened during a COVID-19 dead period. However, Harbaugh left Michigan after winning the national championship last season. He's now the head coach of the Chargers, of course. So the show cause means if Harbaugh is hired by a college program during the period, he's going to be suspended for the first year. That's essentially what it means. So what they're saying is you better not come back, because if you do, you're getting that slap on the wrist, bub. All right, some quick health, business, and science notes here. Roku, coming off the bench on Wednesday, the company revealed that it's launching a 24/7 sports channel. The ad-supported station will be free and feature live MLB games. It'll also include original programming featuring the NFL, NBA, and WNBA, among other sports. Roku Sports Division head Joe Franzetta called it a curated, always-on channel, noting that sports is one of the most watched genres for the company. Viewers can start tuning in to the channel on Monday.
And Americans have a massive amount of household debt and continue to rack it up at a breakneck pace. Total household debt has now reached over $17 trillion, that's with the T, dollars. The debt is mostly being driven by soaring costs for food, yes, housing, yes, auto loans, yes. Wallet Hub reports Boston, North Las Vegas, and Madison, Wisconsin, out of everywhere.
You would not expect that. Yeah.
Madison, Wisconsin are the cities where Americans are adding the most debt. I guess trying to get Packer tickets. I don't know.
I mean, I can't think of much random. Else. That's the thing. Outside of Packers and Badgers, I can't think of much else to watch in Wisconsin. Vaccine skepticism rising in the U.S. No surprise there. According to a Gallup poll, fewer American adults say that it's important to get children vaccinated today than in recent years. Just 40% of respondents say it's extremely important for parents to get their kids shots, compared to 58% who said the same in 2019. Americans are also now much less likely to say the government should require kids to be vaccinated, down from 62% in 2019 to 51% now. I'm going to go ahead and address the elephant in the room. You're comparing 2019 figures to now, pre-COVID.
I mean, right.
To no surprise, it was COVID that scared a lot of people off with this whole thing. All right, 5:50, we'll take a quick break when we return. Pop culture notes, wacky weird stories, and a good news story. Yeah, to wrap out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
A lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pull me something tall and strong.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I got to tell you, Jimmy Buffett is typically, you know, associated with that, like, beach vibe.
Right.
But I could listen to that dude anywhere. All righty, 5:53. We got a couple of pop culture notes for you here. Let's get started with Taylor Swift. Now, normally I roll my eyes when we're talking about Taylor Swift, but this is actually a very serious issue. So security is being stepped up for her concerts in Austria this weekend following arrests that were connected to an alleged terror plot. Austrian officials said that two suspects were taken into custody today. Of the two suspects, we had a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who allegedly pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. So obviously, very red flag there. Officials said one of the focuses of the 19-year-old suspect for the alleged planned attack was Swift's Vienna concert. So just for reference, she's scheduled to perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with each concert expected to draw 65,000 fans, with another 10,000 to 15,000 waiting outside or watching from outside viewing. So that's obviously a very serious allegation. If we've got as much as 80,000 people here and someone's pledging an Islamic State and planning an attack, I mean, that was a good catch there by security and the Austrian officials.
That's right. Adam Sandler is back in the news. We'll release a Netflix comedy special later this month. Finally. Love You, Mark Sandler's first comedy special since 2018. It will reunite him with John Sadifi, who directed Sandler in Uncut Gems, along with his brother Benny. Netflix released a trailer for the special today, Love You, and it will come out on August 27th.
Yeah, I that's the thing. When did they say it was his first comedy special since 2018? I mean, I'm honestly surprised that it's that recent. Because whenever I imagine him like doing stand up or doing anything on a stage, I imagine him like, I'm talking like young, like years and years and years ago. So yeah, good for him for
years
sure.
Years and years ago.
Years and years.
Please, please define that for
me. Please quantify it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I think of him, as I said, like younger, like 90s, maybe.
Okay.
Like, but maybe that's just because I don't go searching out Adam Sandler comedy specials. I don't know. 5:55 here. We'll continue with some pop culture notes after traffic and weather. Let's see what we got here. All right. Man, it's more like what we don't have. This is a pretty long list here. So we do have some backups on Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident reported in that area causing pretty severe backups. It is starting to lessen, though, so it's not as bad as it was. Same can be said for I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We had some pretty severe backups there. Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess, still giving us some issues. And we do have another accident report, actually, on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound passing over Pine Forest Road. It's causing some minor backups in that area, but luckily they don't reach for very far. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we got some issues there too. Last major spots, though, going to be on Navarre Parkway. So you're going to, if you're coming from the Mary Esther area, passing in front of Hurlburt Field, we do have some backups there. There was an accident report that caused heavy congestion in that area, but it has lessened some. However, if you keep traveling down the parkway and past the Windhaven Beach area, you're going to encounter another wave of backups that have just been giving us trouble all evening. Outside of those several spots, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 94 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory that's going to it's going to dissipate officially tonight because there's going to be a low of 81, mostly clear skies. But tomorrow, we're going to just bounce right back into it, high of 98. So obviously very hot. Heat advisory. See how that works? Alrighty. So carrying on with some pop culture notes here. Speaking of, you with me so far?
I am.
Speaking of, we just touched on Adam Sandler to finish the pop culture segment before traffic and weather. So to continue with that comedic theme, Jack Black says that his comedy rock duo Tenacious D will be back after his partner made a controversial comment about Donald Trump's assassination attempt. So, of course, Tenacious D is consisted of Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Well, Kyle Gass's birthday was being celebrated during a performance, I think the same day of Trump's assassination attempt. So they told him to make a birthday wish before he blew out the candles, and he said, "Don't miss Trump next time." This prompted Black to cancel their tour. You know, admonished, maybe that's the word. He admonished political violence, as one hopefully would. And he canceled the tour, put everything on hold. But he told Variety that he and Gass have spoken since, and the two are still friends, adding that they'll be back when it feels right.
That's awesome.
Wholesome, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, the French highwire artist who walked across the Twin Towers 50 years ago is marking the anniversary of the historic feat in New York City this week. Philippe Petit astounded the city back on August 7, 1974, when he strutted and danced across a tightrope that he and his friends had unlawfully rigged between the towers. Petit, who turned 75 next week, will take to the wire at St. John the Divine Wednesday and Thursday evening. Various artists will also take part in the 19 short scenes conceived and directed by Petit and his friend. And musician Sting will perform new music.
Wow. Yeah, it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt in a movie about that, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it him? I think. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's just unbelievable. And half a century ago is insane. Alrighty, some wacky and weird stories here. So a controversial statue of Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs is moving after public outcry. The 26-foot-tall Forever Marilyn statue, it depicts Monroe's famous skirt scene from the 1955 movie, The Seven-Year Itch. It's been criticized by locals since it's been erected. So they say it's inappropriate, especially for children, because the backside of her underwear is in plain view if you're near the statue. I mean, 26 feet tall, you know. Visitors disagreed with the concern, saying that it's a great place to take photos. The statue is not moving far from the main street of downtown. She'll be tucked away at the back of the 1.5-acre property away from the sidewalk. Okay.
I'm still at 26 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
that still gets me.
Well, and that's the thing.
Hi, Marilyn. How you doing?
Well, that's the thing. It's daunting. I will say I've since looked up the statue. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you know the infamous shot of her over that vent or whatever, it's like, yeah, it blows open her skirt, like you're gonna, or her dress, you're gonna see. But I mean, it's not too bad.
No,
I
she's
mean,
got a thong on.
Yeah. It's not like it's not like she's dressing lustfully. It's a pretty modest depiction, and I'm sure the people who erected the statue had that in mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hour two done. Hour three, we got a lot more of talk like this coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.